Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. Having a great visit with our good friend John Horvat. John, I need your website, please.
www.returntoorder.org.
Returntoorder.org, that's also the title of one of his outstanding books. Where we've been, how we got here, and where we need to go, that's the subtitle. That'll give you a little teaser of why you need to read that book. Hey, John, thanks again for being here. I want to talk about the economy going forward. And one of the things that I'm hoping, and I'm going to try to do everything I can to promote, and that is a Western Hemisphere-centric economy. Vertical, North and South. North America, South America, Central America. We have the ability in this hemisphere to be self-determined. Now, I'm not being xenophobic. I still want to trade with Europe. I still want to do business with China. But never again should this hemisphere be dependent upon a boat ride for anything, 100%. I mean, you live in Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania is part of the Shale Crescent. American companies or anybody, a foreign company, could bring a factory back from China and set it in your state, on top of the energy supply, pull it out of the ground, and the energy never see the light of day before it's used. They can do that right now.
Oh, definitely, yeah. There's just so much gas here that it's all over. It's all over.
Yeah. And so, the energy independence of America could make a difference, could make the difference in how we, what the cheap, and also technological productivity, those two combined, and our workforce, our qualified workforce, and the overall economy could help us bring those jobs back, couldn't it?
Definitely, yeah. And I mean, this crisis has shown just the fragility of our system, you know, because these supply chains are just so big and so interconnected and so dependent. I mean, there aren't. It's just in time technology, you know, that just you really don't have options that to have.
That's an important point. I've been promoting JIT for a long time, 30 years, more than 30 years I've been promoting it as a good idea because in the past,
inventories, yeah.
by going from just-in-case inventory to just-in-time inventory, we've been able to avoid any really bad recessions that were created by the supply chain, which is what created most of them in the past. We've been able to, JIT's been able to help us prevent that, but we need to have a little more just-in-case inventory now, don't we?
Or at least options that you can push. You can say, well, this one's not working. Let's put this online. Let's do this. You have more options than closer options.
Right.
Because that's the thing. You need that closeness to keep your schedule, to keep your spreadsheet going.
Don't you think Wall Street will be held accountable? I know one of the things you're working on now is who's going to be held accountable for this? How do we make sure those people don't take us down a dirt road again? Wall Street's going to be part of that, isn't it? I mean, I've been wondering for the last several years, I've wondered how is Wall Street finding profits in these companies when Main Street is sucking wind here for a decade, and we now know it was because they were diverting a lot of production overseas, like to China, and picking up a penny here and a penny there. We now know that's what's been fueling Wall Street, don't we?
Yeah, a lot of it is that because you're not really concerned about people anymore. You're concerned about the bottom line, and when you do that, everything falls.
Don't we need to demand in the future as investors that these companies show us what their plan B is, what their mix, their supply chain mix is going forward, and not invest in companies that aren't diversified in the supply chain? What do you think?
Yeah, it's definitely a good idea. And I think this will definitely get people thinking about that because you get so complacent with these what we had up to this point that, you know, you don't think about what happens when it goes down and the shows that can go down.
Right. Last thoughts, John. You got about 20 seconds. What do you think?
Well, I think we need to. This is an opportunity for us as well. It's not only a disaster and tragedy, but an opportunity. But I think also we need to think in terms of the moral problem, and you know, confide in God. God has to help us out of this because this is much bigger than we are.
Prayer never hurts, folks. That's for sure. Hey, John. Good job today. ReturnToOrder.com or .org? I always forget.
.org.
ReturnToOrder.org is the website. John Horvat will be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame. Before I go, I want to remind you to believe in yourself as we believe in each other.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.